The regular meeting of the Rio del City Council, held on October 21st, began with a closed-door session that included a conference with the city attorney concerning the ongoing lawsuit against SHN Consulting Engineers, as well as a conference with the city employees' associations. The details of the conference are not public, but it is noted that part of the existing Memorandum of Understanding signed in June with the Police Association states that if Measure U, which is the city sales tax, passes on November 4th, then negotiations may be reopened for increased pay and benefits. The public session of the meeting began with transferring $17,338 from the general fund and $34,673 from the gas tax fund in order to balance the fiscal year 2013-2014 budget deficit. The first reading of a new ordinance instituting administrative fines for violations of the nuisance regulations was approved. The ordinance will be on the next agenda for final approval, which will establish fines ranging from $100 to $500. The light agenda wound up with a progress report by City Manager Kyle Knopp of the ongoing project for developing a water intertie with Scotia in order to provide emergency access to water as needed in the future. The project has been stopped in its tracks due to concerns by the Town of Scotia LLC and the still-evolving Community Services District. Scotia is in the middle of a very large infrastructure upgrade project in order to sell the homes in the future. The CSD is not willing to commit to a long-term agreement with Riodel at this stage in its development. Riodel is unable to pursue additional drought relief grant funds without an agreement with Scotia, so that project is effectively over. Riodel has been exploring the possibility of reinstating the former city wells located at the Eel River Sawmill site in Metropolitan as an alternative source of water. There are three wells located in the Brownsfield cleanup site, which is contaminated due to industrial waste. Knopp described some of the steps that are expected.
From here on out, there's still a lot of work that has to be done here, and probably a lot of roadblocks that we're going to encounter with the California Department of Public Health and whatnot. And it may be that the solution is a series of monitoring wells, between the nearby brownfields and whatnot to monitor that. That's kind of what we predict will be asked for the city to produce.
Testing has been conducted on one of the three wells currently, which has shown high levels of iron and manganese, which was a known problem and part of why the wells were abandoned in the first place. Treatment can be instituted that would address those concerns, according to the city. The available water from the wells would not provide the same volume of water currently being used from the Eel River, but it can provide a secondary source in the case of an emergency or another curtailment order from the state. The city will pursue state grant funds for this project, as it will be very expensive to dig the monitoring wells and develop the site for use. Knopp also stated that Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has expressed some interest in conducting a feasibility study on building a pipeline through Riodel to the south at some point in the future. The next City Council meeting will be November 4th at 6:30 p.m., which is also Election Day, so please make sure you get out and vote. Video of the Council meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.